Fred Film Radio.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio at Filming Italy Sardinia with Heather Graham. Good afternoon, Heather.
Good afternoon.
Well, we are a film radio, so we have to talk about movies.
Great.
And we have to talk about, in your long career, you managed to do very pivotal movie that changed the world, in the movie world in a way. So you're starting with Drugstore Cowboy, which was a big hit. Which memories do you have of that film, of that era, that period of your professional life?
Well, I think it was a really fun time in movies because there were a lot of independent movies being made, and that was really exciting. I grew up in a suburbia, and we didn't have a lot of art and culture where I lived. So when I worked on that movie, that was the first time I was exposed to really bohemian, artistic people that read books like Charles Bukowski and listened to Tom Waits and all these, you know, different artistic books and ways of looking at things. So I feel like it really opened my mind.
And working with Gus Van Sant was a blessing, or was heavy? Was it difficult for you being in that part of your career at the very beginning?
I thought it was very lucky, because the only other movie I'd done was a teen movie, which I'm super happy to be in, but it was great to do just a really great artistic movie, and that was his only his first big movie he had ever done, so I felt really lucky to be involved in a movie that people still watch today. That feels really lucky.
And another film that for me was, like, I mean, at least to my movie education, I say, was a big thing, was Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Boogie Nights was the big turnout of your career, weirdly enough, with a role that was not very easy to play, to play cool. How was it?
I really love that part. That came at a time where I was, you know, struggling a bit in my career to get jobs. So when I got that part, I felt so excited. They were trying to get some more famous actresses. And when I read the script, I thought it was really special. And then when it became really successful, that was just a very special, fun moment in my life, being part of that. Yeah.
And do you think that your looks were a blessing or a curse?
Well, I think it's both. I think in a way it's a blessing because you get opportunities that you wouldn't have gotten. But then in other ways, maybe you don't get considered for some jobs. Like I always thought I would be like a good Bridget Jones type. You know, I always feel like I'm like this normal girl who's kind of just normal. But sometimes they won't cast you like that if they think that you're super pretty. Even super though I don't think of myself that way, really. I mean, I know I'm grateful that people think of me that way sometimes, but yeah, sometimes I do want to play just more of like a real woman roles, which maybe I'll get more now. I don't know.
And was it easy to navigate into different kind of roles? Like, you were sexy, you were comical, you were dramatic, you were like you were in a very unknown film called Tough Guy that was a very good thriller film.
Yeah, that's how I met Valeria Galino, actually, because she was friends with the director. And then when I just saw her yesterday, that was so great.
So how was it to navigate into different genres? Because it's not very common, you know. Normally actresses are more like typecast or stay in a very specific, but you being sexy and comic is not easy. How was it?
Yeah, I mean, I love that. I love comedy. When I first started, I really loved drama, but now I just absolutely love comedy. I just really admire comedians so much, and I just think it's such an incredible skill to take life, which can be so hard and tragic and difficult, and to turn it into something funny. I just think that's incredible.
I wanted to ask you, just to close our interview, something about your activism, because you work with Children International, which is a charity. Can you tell us something about this?
Yeah, I've been sponsoring a kid with Children International, and I actually support a few different charities. I also support the Cambodian Children's Fund. My friend who was in the movie business quit his job and started, you know, working there, and a few other charities that deal with women and education. So it's fun to feel like when you make extra money that you can give it to some great cause.
And it's kind of, I think, inspirational for people to see that you can give and help.
Well, it's amazing because, well, with Children International, you watch this little girl grow up to be an adult, and I sponsor 5 kids with Cambodian Children's Fund, and we email, and so and one is 24 now, and I met her, and she was 9, and she went to college. I would probably start crying if I talked about it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being with us. Thanks a lot to Heather Graham. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.